You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A 43-year veteran of SUNY Upstate Medical University is wrapping up the second week of his new role as interim president of the Teaching Hospital and Research Institution. WAER Scott Willis reports the psychiatrist by trade is trying to focus on the positive amid turmoil that has shaken the campus over the past year.
Dr. Mantosh Dhawan is a psychiatrist by trade, so he knows the value of research in his field and at Upstate in general. The SUNY distinguished professor says research has increased a healthy 10% a year in a very competitive climate, and they plan to build on that success. For example, he's excited by the potential presented by a drug that might address the nation's troubling opioid epidemic.
We just got the first contract to work on building a vaccine for heroin addiction. It's never been done before, and it's a very exciting, brand new avenue. That's what we need to focus on.
Dhawan has been on the job for a little over 2 weeks following the resignation of Danielle LaRocca-Arena over a pair of high-profile blunders involving top administration officials. He says SUNY has not yet started the search for a permanent president and is not aware of their timeline. As an interim president, he's not allowed to apply and says he doesn't want the job. Dhawan takes the helm at a critical time when he says all academic medical schools are facing similar challenges.
The climate out there is turbulent in terms of just the rules of how medical systems will work. And so everyone's trying to read tea leaves and position themselves. That's difficult, because it's hard to plan when things change month to month.
One of the other challenges is attracting medical students in a competitive environment. Dhawan says some schools, like New York University, are providing full tuition to students.
It makes it very hard for us to compete then when we are charging tuition and we're a state university. We need the money, obviously. So the challenge is, how do we make it more affordable? A couple of years ago, we added $1 million in scholarships from our own funds, and I'm hoping we can keep building on that.
SUNY Upstate is also building in an area close to Dhawan's heart, mental health. He says the need is huge and growing at a time when there's a shortage of experts. They're trying to fill the gaps.
We used to run 8 residents as trainees a year, and we've just gone to 12. Child psychiatry used to be 2 or 3. We now have 4, and this year we have 5. So our hope is to partner with OMH and other facilities to increase the supply, and hopefully then work really hard to keep them in the community.
Dhawan says so far they have a good record. 80% of those who train at Upstate stay to practice there. He says they're also doing well with recruiting doctors and other experts from outside central New York. Dhawan says the Cancer Center and Children's Hospital, combined with tenure for professors, are attractive gems in a smaller community that might provide a better quality of life. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.